and only I think it's 2% of the people who arrive to Everest arrive without oxygen. So when you start climbing 8,000, you check it around and say, no, only very strong people arrive without oxygen. So in 2001, I used it oxygen, and after all 8,000, I know it very clear that you can go to Everest without oxygen if you train a lot. When I know my body, when I know how I'm feeling in the high altitude. So I have this inside that maybe one day I would like to come again to Everest without oxygen.